What would happen if a fascist dictator was elected president of the United States after winning an election built on fear and hate mongering? That's the premise of the 1935 novel It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis, and the play that was adapted from the novel one year later. Lewis wrote the novel while he was living in Barnard, Vermont, and now a theater group is putting on the play just a few miles up the road from where Lewis wrote his cautionary dystopian tale. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
At the center of It Can't Happen Here is a corrupt, egotistical, power-hungry politician named Buzz Windrip. And in this scene from the play, Windrip is firing up his base.
They say I want power, but not for me, for you. The power to smash our enemies. Put God back in the classroom.
Second Amendment, sir.
Protect our Second Amendment.
Windrip is a con man who promises economic and cultural reforms while sweeping into power while promoting American values.
Work for you and the power, my friends, to win. Win! Win!
The man who plays him at the Barn Arts Center for the Arts is local resident and former theater professor Daniel Patterson. He says Lewis wrote the novel while Hitler was rising to power, and he says Lewis set his story in this country to caution Americans against being complacent about demagogues.
If we're not careful, these things could happen. Concentration camps, people being put away, people being put to death, our freedoms being limited, the journalists in the country being silenced.
Sinclair Lewis was married to Dorothy Thompson, a powerful journalist at the time. She was the first woman to head a foreign news bureau, and the two of them built up strong roots in this little central Vermont town. Barn Arts executive director Linda Treach says, in the play, it's a Vermont journalist who takes on the maniacal politician and challenges his reign.
He, I think, represents the voice of reason and wisdom. And it just seemed like a great opportunity to do something very interesting and historic and connected to the community.
But local filmmaker and Barnard resident Teo Jagar says the book reminds us that power-hungry politicians have been around a long time. And he says they'll most likely continue to challenge our democracy again into the future.
I think it's easy to draw connections between this play and current political situation, for good reason, but I also do think it's a timeless story about America and about human nature and about how humans organize themselves and how people are governed. And I just think we too easily forget our history in this country.
When the Lewis novel was adopted into a play in 1936, it was a big, sprawling production with about 40 characters. During the 2016 presidential campaign, a theater group in Berkeley, California, whittled the play down and updated the dialogue. The Barnard production is the Vermont premiere of the fully staged, updated version of It Can't Happen Here. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Barnard.